Hello, this one goes out to all my male friends. It's a long audio, so sit tight and let's go for a little ride together. I appreciate the men who have so patiently waited for their questions to be answered, particularly questions about keeping muscle mass on the body and not getting too thin as the body cleanses. The natural laws that undergird this lifestyle are certainly as much for men as they are for women. And now that the men are coming to this work in droves, it's my pleasure and privilege to guide you guys further. Let me just say right off that this program works really quickly for men, even if they don't do it perfectly, even if they miscombine now and then, or even overeat within the context of the diet lifestyle. This, of course, makes us girls very envious. The majority of the time, men's bodies are just so pleasantly surprised by the step up in the alkalinity of the food and the juices, along with the ease of digestion from the quick exit combinations, that they drop weight and get those brilliant surges of energy virtually effortlessly. So, as we proceed with this topic, please keep in mind that men really respond exceptionally well. And if you haven't already, I encourage you men listening of all ages and life stages to take a week and see just how positive the effects are for you. The way I'd suggest most men approach this work is somewhat different to the way I would suggest most women approach the work. Granted, men have a very different physiological makeup. However, there is more to their situation than just this. Much more. Simply put, there is a giant chasm between what men aspire to look like and what is healthy. Men face a particular challenge. They want to be lean, energetic, and vibrant, but the media gives them an image to reach for that is just as unhealthy as the emaciated 16-year-old in the magazine images that women receive, or all the media images women receive. Those over-muscled men on the magazine covers and in the gyms look that way at a great price. The gym buff lifestyle of consuming soy powders, soy shakes, protein bars, sports drinks, and hard-to-digest, acidic, erratically combined high-protein meals are the harbingers of premature aging and disease. Make no mistake, the protein-pounding gym buff approach is not a health lifestyle. It is a greatly misguided illusion of strength. But it has been the going aspiration for men for several decades now, doing much damage to the body's internal working. Just because these guys are muscular and have a six-pack, they're envied. But if you look under the skin, there is nothing enviable. If you look into the faces of men who've been living that lifestyle for a decade or more, you'll see the popping veins, the gas pressure in the head, I'm not being mean, and the loss of integrity in the facial skin. Of course, physiologically, the animalistic part of men wanting to secure their power in the pack drives them to work for this so they can be the alpha male. This is slowly going out of style, but it is still what a lot of men are aiming for. Fortunately, the more recent trend embraced by the new generation of young guys is more of a well-groomed aesthetic, a leaner stature which goes hand in hand with the more narrowly cut men's clothes. It's overall more artistic, simple, yet stylized look, which has the effect of making a medium build more accepted. Whatever the reason, thankfully, slowly but surely, men are coming back down to size, and the gym body trend is finally, officially, being seen as dated. As with all things, once an extreme is reached, the pendulum starts to swing in the opposite direction. However, getting too lean is still a big concern for men. When men apply the principles of the raw food detox diet, they generally drop their excess weight very quickly. This makes them elated for the first couple of weeks as they usually come to this work to lose weight. But then, while they continue to enjoy the high from the flood of energy that comes from the release of these layers of heaviness, they start to get nervous about dropping more weight. Their friends and family are usually the first to point this out to them. But here's the thing, the modern world does not know what a healthy male specimen looks like anymore, so your family and friends may not be your best guides. When you see a guy who's gotten big on protein shakes, lots of cooked animal protein and other designer bodybuilding substances, coupled with intense weight training, what you're seeing is actually a lot of excess waste, excessive fluid, and gas pressure. What do you think that does to a man's organs? I'll tell you. It ages and exhausts them to the extreme. The soy shakes are hugely mucus-forming, corroding the blood flow with mucoid matter. The excessive cooked proteins are highly acidic and first tax the kidneys, leading to bladder meridian issues later in life, and then they wear down the liver. Once the liver becomes overwhelmed by cooked proteins and fats, it can no longer protect itself from bacterial overgrowth in that organ's tissues. This is how cancer starts. I'm not saying this to scare anyone. You just need to know what's going on underneath the skin. What you can't see can definitely hurt you. Cancer begins when an organ becomes compromised with toxic waste byproducts. A tumor holds the toxicity in a little protective-like house temporarily. So if you have a tumor, you know that your body has been overwhelmed, and depending on how acutely filled the tumor is, aka what stage it's in, you have the chance to turn it around. You turn it around not by undertaking a liver cleanse per se, but by undertaking a whole body tissue cleanse. You might listen to my audio of, it was May 16th, as I discussed the difference between the two. Once the tumor is too full with the toxicity, and so full with it that it can no longer house it, this toxicity from the tumor then spills into the organ at large, into its tissue. The toxicity is usually a combination of the following: dead waste matter, bacteria, yeast, and or viruses. Once the toxicity permeates the organ tissue, it begins to eat away at the healthy tissue. It turns healthy tissue into what's called necrotic tissue. Necrotic means dead, so it becomes dead tissue. This is what cancer is, and this is how it takes place physiologically. Now, as an aside, the liver is the seat of anger, so if you have a lot of conscious or subconscious anger, you can eat impeccably and still wind up with liver cancer because energy will manifest into form. But this is not the main reason for liver cancer today. Just keep in mind that this is why some people who are dedicated to a physically impeccable lifestyle don't always heal. For that matter, the kidneys are the seat of fear and the lungs are the seat of sadness. This explains a lot about what drives people to certain addictions, why one person turns to alcohol, which is related to the liver, or another smokes, which is related to the lungs, and another drinks too much coffee or goes into stress and to stress modes like becoming a workaholic, which is related to the kidneys, and why many do all of the above and more. The more we live outside the paradigm of truth, and the more we live in the paradigm of untruth, the more we are exposed to dissonant ways of living and relating, which of course are multiplied as we pass these ways of living down to the next generation. But all of these emotional imbalances wind up in manifesting in addictions to substances that wear down the organs that relate to these emotions. It's really interesting to take a look at it. Now, if you overdrink or overeat on proteins, it does not mean that you will only affect the liver. Once waste from the intestine permeates the walls of the intestine, which are sponge-like and porous, the waste will circulate throughout the body. You can read more about this in my blog on accumulation. Most cooked protein waste winds up in the liver and gallbladder because those organs are created to process those things, but the remainder will land in other places in the body and can very easily, after 30 or 40 years of regular consumption, make it up to the brain. Can you guess what this creates? Yes, senility, dementia, and of course, Alzheimer's disease. So when you think of following the gym rat diet or even attempt one of those high protein diets to lose weight, keep this in mind. Now don't flip out if you've been doing it for a long time. It doesn't do any good to worry and dwell on what may have accumulated when you were living in the dark on this. But it's important to be knowledgeable so you can understand the origins of disease and thereby reverse and prevent them. It is worth briefly scanning your life just to be aware of what you've done so that you know how much there is to remove. The moment you start eating properly, you will start to reverse the process. As soon as you give your body half a chance, it will naturally kick into gear and start releasing the burden you placed on it. I wanted to make this abundantly clear because it's time to see the misshapen body images that you may be aspiring to for what they are. A lot of deadly waste, bloat, mucus, and gas pressure, stealing your youth and vitality, not to mention your powerful body. Is being big and muscular worth sacrificing your true power for? Now, I'm in no way saying that you have to choose between being a gym head or a lightweight. You will ultimately emerge in your perfect physique and be very pleased with it. But don't fall for the belief that being muscular for the sake of having muscles is healthy or normal, or that the trends for the male form reflect truth. They only reflect conditioning that is based on fear. Survival of the fittest, the alpha male, fear of being dominated by another bigger male, or abandoned or rejected by potential mates because of a smaller stature. These fears come out of animal consciousness. Most people still operate in animal consciousness, but that is not what this work is about. This work is about human consciousness, where those animalistic ways fall away and are no longer applicable. We move from animal instinct into human intuition, from kill or be killed to interdependence and reverence for all life. Just know where the conditioning and programs come from so you can decipher between what is for your highest good and what you've accepted as a member of the modern conscious collective. Having said all that, I really do know where you're coming from. The majority of you undertaking this work believe in it and really want to do what it takes to have a cleaner system for all the reasons we do this. To feel the natural energy, coursing through the cells, and to be clear-minded, to be centered emotionally, to be lean, to have great skin and great hair and sleep well, and be in the kind of strength that empowers, that can lead. There is a way to have it all, and not shrink down to a skeletal version of yourself. First though, let me explain why men tend to get so lean when they do this. Men tend to have much stronger bowels than women, so when they start consuming the alkaline juices, the fruits, the salads, the body tends to keep up really well with what the body awakens and is ready to throw off. So it's removing what it's awakening. So men have great results much more rapidly due to this, and they tend to have relatively minimal symptoms compared with women. Remember, the weight is the waste, and that waste is composed of matter, fluids, mucus, and the gas pressure that the bacteria creates, which is called carbonic gas. All of these waste byproducts create the morphing of the body. In fact, when the gas pressure is eliminated, as the waste and bacteria that creates it leaves the body, you can see the whole skeletal structure change. I've seen people whose whole faces change, always becoming more attractive. This is the case for men and women. Many people who thought they were stuck with a particular girth of the hips or protruding of the forehead were amazed to see their shape morph into something much more pleasing. Women in particular, who are expanded in the lower part of the body from gas pressure, wind up being amazed to see they actually can be quite slim-hipped after they do this. But that's just an aside. Let's get back to why men get lean so quickly. The other reason is that men historically have not had the propensity toward yeast that women have. Testosterone does not support yeast the way estrogen does. Too much yeast tends to make it near impossible for women to resist sugars and starches like breads, cookies, and pastas. Historically, men have gravitated more towards savory foods and proteins and do not struggle so much with starches. Too much yeast in the system makes people crave starches and sugars. When a system is yeasted and continues, based on these cravings to consume excessive amounts of sugars and starches, it becomes impossible to lose weight or get healthy, even if the person is eating fruits and sprouted grains, because the body, the yeast doesn't decipher between a white sugar and a fruit sugar, or a sprouted grain, bread, and white flour. It just feeds on yeast and starches, period. So as long as the yeast is being fed by sugars and starches, the system has very little opportunity to heal. This has, again, historically not been the issue for men. However, nothing about today's men reflect the historic model. Nothing about today's human reflects the historic model. The modern human body has been so deeply compromised by the onslaught of acidic substances and the inheritance of mutated DNA that men, women, and children are dealing with a completely different set of issues today. And these must be looked at in the context of the yeast and bacteria that have overtaken the cells and tissues of the body. So, whereas most men today have not been pulled under the influence of a systemic yeast issue the way women have, they are all teed up to follow women down that road. Now is the time to prevent that. The hormone levels in men are changing. Men are absorbing too many environmental estrogens from synthetic substances, plastics, cleaning detergents, dry cleaning, wall-to-wall carpeting, lack of fresh air in the presence of air conditioning. The list is endless. Acidic substances like computer radiation and cell phones also contribute to the accumulation of what are called EEs, environmental estrogens. Add to this the fact that these hormones are not flowing through and out of the body, but rather they're collecting among the mucoid matter and fatty waste deposits in the body. As they accumulate, they feed yeast and become a perfect candidate for a systemic just means throughout the whole body's system, rather than just held in the bowel. It used to be that there were only a handful of women that had a systemic yeast issue. Now there are only a handful who do not, which is why I wrote Detox for Women. Today, there is a growing handful of men who have systemic yeast issues. But the way things are going in a short time, as in a matter of a couple of years, men will be in the same boat as women. Yeast proliferate quickly. The way our lifestyle is becoming exponentially more acidic, clogging, and filled with synthetic estrogens, this condition snowballs. It does not trickle or grow at what you might expect a reasonable pace to be. The time to prevent this is now. If you think you're already a man with a systemic yeast issue, I recommend reading my new book, Detox for Women. Don't be put off by the title. It will work, and quickly. I know many otherwise manly-looking, very attractive men who've been yeasted and corrected it. You'll know it's systemic if you're carrying weight like a woman, in the hips and thighs, around the underarms and buttocks. If you're constantly tired, foggy-headed, and moody, and if you can't leave the cookies, donuts, and bread alone. If you've taken a lot of antibiotics, drunk a lot of coffee and sodas, consumed a lot of sweets, starches, or alcohol. And if you suffer from symptoms of IBS, you should look into this yeast-sensitive approach. But again, this is an aside. Let's go back to why men contract or lose weight so quickly. I want you to imagine the cells and tissues of your body as a sponge, like the one you have on your kitchen sink. If you dip that sponge into mud and let it harden, you have a big, hard, dirty sponge. This is your body filled with waste matter. Now, dip that sponge into water and squeeze it. Each time you squeeze it, notice that it plumps back up. This is what will happen as you release the waste. Your body will contract like the squeezed sponge as you dump the dirt, and then the healthy cells will plump back up again like the sponge does. Remember, healthy cells are spherical and beautifully shaped. They're not emaciated and misshapen. But in the interim, you might periodically look much thinner than people are comfortable seeing on a normal man. That is their conditioning and their lack of understanding about how cleansing takes place. As you move across the bridge from your old unhealthy body to your new amazingly clean-celled superbody, there's going to be some morphing. You need to be ready for that. You need to be prepared so you don't get discouraged and let others steer you wrongly away from this simply because they don't know any better. What happens to other people is they get sick, they get depressed, they die prematurely of seemingly random set of diagnosed illnesses after several courses of pharmaceutical drugs. This is not what has to happen. That's one option. But just like the gym head direction, this old way of accepting sickness as a natural part of aging is going to be outdated and seen for the untruth that it is. So once you get past the idea that you're going to remain thin just because you have a few episodes of temporary contraction as you cleanse, and once you accept that we don't have a lot of good examples of a healthy weight for a man today, you can start to relax a bit and embrace the process. Also, note that clean cells are actually lighter in weight than toxic cells, so your weight may well be lower than you're used to, but your body may look much better, much stronger, more glowing. You might have thought that your ideal weight was 170, but after cleansing, you find you come down to 150. You don't look too thin, but your weight is low. This is why, so don't dwell on the number. Measure progress by how good you feel. Now, what about protein and keeping muscle in the body? Keep in mind that this is not a vegetarian or vegan diet lifestyle. You can absolutely enjoy some flesh foods. The trick is to get the cleanest, quickest exit flesh foods you can. So watch those burgers with all the hormones and antibiotics. But fresh fish and organic eggs, and even the occasional free-range chicken or grass-fed beef or wild game would be fine. Just do your best to properly combine, especially the dense fleshes, and ideally eat them in the presence of some raw greens to help carry them through the body. The raw cellulose, particularly the chlorophyll, which is in the greens, acts as a good escort for the acidic cooked proteins. The raw goats and sheep cheese and even cow cheeses are all, you know, they're all included in the diet. If you do eggs, always have the whole egg. And this is actually really important. The egg whites are too rich in albumin to be good in any concentration. So we don't want to have them without the yolk to balance it out. In fact, the yolk is the healthy part of the egg. And a lot of my male clients do extremely well by taking 3 to 4 egg yolks each day. I've heard it taste really delicious blended up with vegetable juice, like the carrot romaine juice. You can even just shake it up. But don't be deceived into thinking that the egg white is the part you want. Actually, the egg yolk is much healthier. Again, the egg white contains the albumin, which is toxic to the system in quantities if you, you know, wind up having a few eggs a day or, you know, a bunch a week. So you could have a four or five egg omelet for lunch with a big raw salad. Don't worry that that's too much, because remember, when you pull out the bread and the potatoes and the home fries that you would typically be having with eggs, you're going to feel like something's missing. So you're going to want more than 3 eggs. And then have your favorite grilled or sauteed fish with raw vegetables and salad for dinner. You'll get more than enough protein to sustain your muscle mass. But keep in mind, just for your edification, that a cooked protein is a damaged protein. So we don't want to look at them as a health food. Rather, you can consider them to be a helpful transition tool. These proteins are the lesser evils, or the safe poisons, as my colleague Gil Jacobs calls them. They will stimulate you and give you a sense of confidence, making you feel like you're eating like a guy rather than a bunny. But they're not your healers or to be considered health generating. As long as you can keep this understanding under your hat, you can continue to lean on these higher quality cooked proteins for support and confidence. The bottom line is that it behooves you now to make life-generating choices out of the mass of life-deteriorating structures men have been following up until now. You do this by owning the deeper knowledge. Once you switch the light on in the dark room, you can see where to go and avoid bumping into the furniture in the room. When you understand where your power comes from clean cells generating the life force, and when you know how the body accumulates, stores, and becomes clogged by the commonly consumed substances, you'll clearly understand how you should rather eat and live. The final component is simply to make the changes at a pace you can, shall we say, swallow. This brings us to the blueprint for the ideal diet for guys who want to get lean, powerful, clean-celled, and clear-minded, and yet make sure they still retain a strong physical stature. So, as always, do your best to start the day with green juices. About 20 to 32 ounces would be perfect. If you want more than that, have more. Then you can move on to fresh fruit. Have whatever you like in terms of fresh fruit throughout the morning. If needed, mid-morning, you could do some raw granola with nut milk and sliced bananas, a little agave nectar on top if you want. It's really delicious. Or say the sprouted grain bread as from the Alvarado Street Bakery brand, or Ezekiel. You can toast it with a little butter and honey if you like. You can do the Alvarado Street Bakery sprouted grain bagels, which are delicious, again with some butter or organic butter and raw honey if you like. And Ezekiel makes English muffins, which are sprouted grain. So that's what I would do in terms of starch if you want something mid-morning. If you want to do the raw eggs, you can do the yolks and the vegetable juice, or just straight up. Lunch, as long as it's properly combined, you know, it really just depends on how advanced you are. The advanced people will do an all-raw lunch, such as a raw vegetable salad, say with tahini dressing and raw crackers. A more gentle initiation would be raw salad with 1 or 2 avocado sandwiches, or some baked yams or other starchy vegetable that you desire. You could also couple your raw salad at lunch with a cleanly prepared vegetable-based soup, like a cooked carrot soup or butternut squash. Watch the white potatoes and the dairy-based soups, of course. Okay, lunch is out. A lot of you are gonna be having business lunches. They can be a green salad with your favorite grilled or sauteed fish. Try to get them to saute in just a little butter and garlic with sea salt instead of oils and table salt. You can also do an omelet with a big raw salad. And then dinner can be anything you enjoy along these lines. If you desire something that's miscombined, like sushi rolls, ideally if you're gonna do sushi rolls, do them with brown rice, or the detox pizzas, if any of these things that mix and miscombine a little bit, For example, the detox pizza mixes the sprouted grain tortilla with the goat's cheese, which isn't ideal. The sushi obviously is the fish with the rice. Anything that's miscombined, if you really want to do that, save that for dinner. If you do it during the daylight hours in the middle of the day, it will just zap your energy and leave you feeling exhausted. Try not to do it, but if you need to do it at dinner. So yeah, during the daylight hours, you're gonna see that you're gonna be the most productive and joyful you can be if you keep your system light and clean on the green juices, the fresh fruits, the raw salads, that sort of fare. At first, this lightness may seem disconcerting, but that's simply because it's so foreign to you. You've spent most of your life thinking that full feeling that holds you in a denser space is what is normal. It can feel really unsettling at first to have such an open current of energy flowing through you. This is what you're supposed to feel, though, as a human. It makes you more sensitive, sure. You'll feel your emotions. You'll feel your energy moving. You'll not be able to ignore things that aren't working in your life. You may have to address and change relationship dynamics and even reassess career choices if you drop into what your body starts to tell you deeply enough. But you don't have to go any further or feel any more than you're ready for at any given point. If it's too much for you to feel what you feel, just step back, throw in more sprouted grain products, eat a little more flesh during the week, and then when you're ready, revisit it. You'll see the second time around it will feel more comfortable. Eventually, you'll enjoy the lightness much more than the predictable weightedness. But take your time and don't overjudge yourself. As long as you're conscious and aware of what's shifting, and as long as you're sowing seeds of your new life through small changes and right intention, every step you take will be placed and timed perfectly. Desserts, if kept mostly to dinner time, can be anything from the dark chocolate to high quality ice cream to some whole grain cookies if you've had a starch meal. In fact, while I shouldn't give you too much license to veer off the true principles, many guys make enormous progress even by miscombining here or there. As a general rule of thumb though, grain products such as the whole grain cookies or some sprouted grain bread with honey as a dessert really should not follow a flesh or nut seed based meal. Save that dessert for after your whole grain pasta or sweet potato dinner. So if you're going to do a sprouted grain cookie or a starchy dessert, make sure that comes after a starch meal. If you're going to do a nut seed based raw dessert, place that after an all raw meal that doesn't have avocados or raw goat's cheese or anything that would mix improperly. But if on occasion you do, you probably have a pretty good chance of getting away with it. Just want to throw that in there. The goat milk ice cream is always best if you're going to do ice cream. The brand I love is called Lalo's. It's L-A-L-O-O-S, and all their flavors are delicious. But if you're out for dinner and in a good restaurant and they have a high quality or better yet homemade ice cream, by all means, feel free to indulge. Cream is neutral, so you can have it after anything. Technically, sugars are not ideal with starches, but that's just for your edification. In practice, given where you are, until you're so clean cellularly that your body becomes sensitive to this deeper nuance and tells you to stop doing it, I say indulge and enjoy. I still have some regular ice cream if it's really high quality now and then, particularly if it's homemade ice cream. I find that very hard to resist. And I get away with it as long as it's not followed for consecutive days and, you know, if everything else in my day is good. So that's kind of the way to look at it. If you've done a raw meal without avocado, you can enjoy any of the raw treats out there. Ice, nut or coconut-based ice cream, raw cakes and pies, raw brownies. The raw granola makes a great dessert. You could even just have some pecan-stuffed dates. That's always, you know, easy to make and tastes really great. Going back to lunch for a moment, if you continue to make progress with a little dessert after your lunch, such as the whole grain cookies, like the ones by Kashi or Kolar, the Sprouted Grain Company cookies are actually really good as well. After an avocado sandwich or some dark chocolate or a raw dessert after a raw salad, by all means, feel free to enjoy that. The time to question what you're doing and, you know, up the ante on yourself if you need to, only comes when you hit a roadblock and either you stop making progress or you start having lots of symptoms. If you're having lots of symptoms like headaches, breakouts, moodiness, anger, etc., it's most likely due to a full bowel. As I mentioned earlier, Generally speaking, guys have a stronger bowel than women, so they don't need to do as strict a bowel cleansing regimen of colonics. The time to think about colonics for men is when they hit a wall and when symptoms creep up. This is an indication that they finally awaken things that need to pass, but that can't pass. If they're not helped out of the body through colonic hydration, they will resettle back into the cells and tissues, and that's just a waste. There goes your opportunity to go to the next level. So this is how and when I recommend guys approach colon hydrotherapy. As you know, I have a growing list of colon hydrotherapy practitioners under the knowledge base section of detoxtheworld.com. I suggest you look at that as you start to look for a therapist. As you remove the excessive waste, along with all the fluids, gas, mucus connected with it, you will look a little more contracted, but that's only because you won't be bloated. You don't want to be big because you're bloated, do you? What will happen if you exercise, whether you jog, lift weights, box, surf, or ski, is your muscles will start to show a lot of new muscle definition if you don't have that bloat. You may not be as expanded, but your musculature will be much more defined, much more like a young Adonis than a muscle head. Your skin will be more luminous and you'll definitely look more attractive. So a clean celled body is a strong, highly attractive body, but you may have to ride a few rapids where you morph through the cleansing, as you morph through the cleansing process to get there. Keep your eyes set on the goal as you take the journey so as to keep your direction and hold fast to where this will ultimately take you. I hope you found this to be helpful. I fully support you and thank you for your trust. This work takes courage. It takes a certain kind of man to have the foresight and confidence to persevere, but it's well worth it. Here's to you.